Yes?
Well, welcome to Llanow.
We sure got to do better than we're doing, my friend. We're in trouble. The vote is 46 to 44 at the moment. Yeah, we've, Cannon is not with us from Nevada, and Bible is not with us. I've got Abe Porter's calling. You've got a doctor out there in Las Vegas. I've forgotten his name, but, yeah, he's very effective. You remember who your NAACP man is? He's a doctor, and he's a very effective fella, and they're going to vote in 30 minutes. You've got three Republicans that count, Javits, and Case, and Kinkle. They think they've got those three, Javits, Case, and Kinkle, but we do not have people like Scott and other more moderate people. Judge Smith won't give us a rule and we'll be screwed up. And please don't put us in the hands of Judge Smith, Scott. You know better than that. And we don't want to be in the hands of this Democrat. We supported you. Just don't put us in that position. I don't know who else on the Republican side. This Attorney General in Massachusetts might help with Saltonstall. Saltonstall's a pretty fair man. He didn't go too well on the race question, but if he thought that he thought this is getting pretty thin, he may not want to quit the Teddy Kennedy now. Of course, they're voting with us, and you may not want to have an opposite vote. Driving dynamic fella that we're going to need, and I don't know whether we really gotta insist on putting a Negro at the head of urban affairs when we get it, or whether we ought to put somebody that will do more for the Negro than the Negro can do for himself in these cities. If we could put a Goldberg type or some real liberal that might be able to get more for him. Now, I don't want you to be involved. You've got to be for Weaver, but I think you ought to be thinking. Now we can point others. I'm giving serious consideration. We've got to have a man in health, education, and welfare. We've given a lot of thought to this John Gardner, but they say he's never had much administrative experience in this biggest department of government now, except in medicine. It's the toughest one in the Congress. We've given some help to Sergeant Shriver for that. I don't know who run poverty, but took him out of it. I think so. Have you got any outstanding men that he always friends around the country, white men? What do you all think of Clark Clifford? He was Truman's lawyer and Kennedy's lawyer. think of George Ball. Steve, just thinking about somebody succeeding at it. Got to have a good technician up there. We lost a lot in that land. Constance Motley, yeah. Bobby Kendry says we ought to put her on the district bench and then kick one of these other fellas. There's two Jewish fellas. One of them's Feinberg, Abe Feinberg's brother. Do you know Abe Feinberg? Because he worked with y'all. He's head of all the Jewish organization. Big money raising. His brother wants to be moved up, and then there's another one on there that I forget his name. And Bobby says it would be better. He says we may hurt the Negro cause by trying to do too much. His target's got the circuit. You mean the district? He wants. She probably ought to go on the district instead of this circuit. You can be a statesman with me, and I'll never get you involved, and I'll never quote you, and I'll never. I just want good advice because we got to think about where we're going. We're gonna go places. We're not gonna stand there. Don't you let him know you ever heard from here. Just say now, just tell that Dr. West is his name. West. Dr. West is your man in Las Vegas. Dr. West. Just tell Dr. West and tell him y'all will never forget it.